Hello, I'm Harold Goodman. For close to 10 years, I was fortunate to have Michelle Thomas as my teacher. Unlike his thousands of other students, his goal was not to teach me a specific language. Though he did instruct me in two of the languages he taught, his principal intention was to train me to understand his method of teaching. Today, I'm delighted to assist you in your study of Mandarin. My co-teacher, Jingtao Deng, is a native of Beijing. We shall be working as a team in order to gently guide you into the Chinese language. There are a few things which we would like you to understand to ensure your success in learning. You are about to undergo a shift, an actual change in consciousness in the way you learn. You will no longer associate learning with work, stress, struggle, memorization, examinations, and all the rest of the unpleasant memories of mental forced feeding. But before you progress too deeply in this fundamental shift, we need to give you a few basic ground rules for what is happening here. You will learn spoken Chinese effortlessly. How effortlessly? That's something which you will later know on your own. If you are seated, please answer this question. How much effort must you use for the chair to fully support you? You can relax and let go as much as you care to. The chair will support you as much as you allow it to. It's up to you. We are here to support you 100%. Our job is to assure that you succeed in learning Chinese. We love our job, and the only thing we ask is that you let us help you. In order for us to really help you, we must ask you to forget about learning anything. Don't try to help us out by trying to remember anything or trying to memorize anything. No repeating, no trying. When you leave here, just go on with your life. Don't try to practice or reinforce anything. We're going to have some fun together, and in the course of our time, you'll find that you're speaking Chinese. As your teachers, we take responsibility, complete responsibility, for your success. It's like riding on a train. Just sit and relax and enjoy the scenery. The train is on the track. The engineers are taking care of the train. You can relax. Just sit back. Enjoy your journey. For those who are listening to this recording, we welcome you to be the third student in our little group. When a question is asked, such as, how do you say in Chinese, please pause your listening device. Answer to the best of your ability. Take all the time in the world if you wish, so that you may carefully and confidently respond. And having answered, restart the player and listen to what the student and teachers say. Just listening to the CD itself will not work. You must pause the player when a question is asked. Answer as best as you can and then restart the player and listen to what follows. If you are the third student, then you will need to really join in with us. If you follow these directions, you'll do fine. This course will give you a basic proficiency in spoken Mandarin Chinese. You will learn essential patterns necessary to express yourself in Chinese. The emphasis will be on the structure of the language. The vocabulary provided will be sufficient to help you attain proficiency in common patterns of modern spoken Chinese. After you have finished this foundation course, you may wish to continue on with the sequel, Advanced Chinese. You can build on what we give you here as much as you want to. The sky's the limit. 1 out of every 5 people in the world speaks Chinese. When I say speaks Chinese, I mean that they speak a Chinese language, of which there are several. These languages are named according to the areas of China where they are spoken. For example, in South China, over 60 million people speak Cantonese. So do most of the people in Hong Kong and many overseas Chinese communities. However, by far the most common Chinese language, with well over 1 billion speakers in mainland China alone, is Mandarin. It is this language which you will soon be speaking. Mandarin, besides being the official language of the People's Republic of China, is also the official language of the Republic of China, or Taiwan, as well as Singapore. It is one of the 6 official languages of the United Nations. It is the second most common language of the Internet, and the way things are going, it will probably be the dominant language in less than 10 years. Some students of Mandarin have been told that it's important for them to learn to read and write Chinese characters, which, incidentally, are understood by all Chinese speakers, regardless of which Chinese language they speak. If you ever wish to learn to read and write Chinese, your success will be exponentially aided by your ability to actually speak the language, which is what you will get here. Incidentally, according to the Chinese government, over 100 million Chinese teens and adults are illiterate. They can neither read nor write. They live and work in China and do quite well, thank you. Should you need help in reading Chinese when among the Chinese people, I promise you they will take great pleasure in helping you. So this course will be the best preparation for learning the characters, if that is what you wish. One other thing, and this is most important. There is this myth that Chinese is one of the most difficult languages for an English speaker to learn. In fact, spoken Mandarin is probably one of the easiest languages to learn. And just how easy it is to speak, you will soon discover. However, myths do have the value. Sooner or later, at some point, people are bound to discover that you speak some Chinese. Maybe during holiday or vacation, possibly at work or school, your acquaintances will be very impressed. Let them think whatever they wish. Just don't let them in on our little secret. One of the most striking characteristics of Chinese is that the language has no alphabet. Instead, as you may have seen, characters are used. This means that each word consists of one or more different written characters. What makes the situation even more challenging is that the spoken language, which of course preceded the written one, doesn't have enough sounds to cover all the characters. You know, of course, that in English we have sounds which, though identical, may have different meanings. Take the word weigh. One version is, how much do you weigh? It means something totally different than, excuse me, I've lost my way. Imagine if we only had a really small number of these sounds and sound combinations to express ourselves. This could present a challenge. The situation in Chinese is that they have infinitely fewer sounds and sound combinations to work with than we do, and they simultaneously have to express all of the complicated ideas and thoughts that we must. They have solved this problem in a very ingenious fashion. They use tones. For example, one Chinese sound is ma, just like our word for mother. Ma. In Chinese, you will hear the following.
Ma, 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 and ma.
Each of these is a word with a totally different meaning. Of the various Chinese languages, Mandarin has the least number of tones, only four. Why do I say only four? Well, take Cantonese. It has eight tones. Mandarin, which we are learning, only has a total of 420 sound combinations to work with. Maybe that sounds like a lot to you, but English has over 158,000 sound combinations, so that's more than 420. With the four tones, the Chinese can get those 420 sounds up to a total of 1,680 variations. That makes an enormous difference. But it's not 158,000. So how do they do it? Well, what they have done is pure genius. For me, this is one of the most exciting things about learning Chinese. You get to see and have a sense of a totally new and absolutely brilliant way of approaching life and communication. As you know, necessity is the mother of invention. The Chinese are masters at this, as you shall learn for yourself. So studying Chinese will inspire you to think outside the box in all areas of your life. You will get a sense of the unlimited possibilities of the human mind and how an ancient culture has come up with one of the most simplified, uncomplicated ways to communicate. And by the way, regarding the tones, you'll soon realize you already know them, so what follows is only a review of what you already know. Imagine you're in the doctor's office. The doctor walks in. You notice he's got green hair. You certainly cannot fail to notice it. Then he asks you to open your mouth so that he can take a look. As you open your mouth, he shines his light and he says, now please say, what does the doctor say when he asks you to open your mouth? Exactly. What do you say? A nice, long, level tone. If the doctor can have green hair, then certainly you can have a green thumb. So please make a fist. Stick your thumb out, leave the other fingers closed in a fist. Kind of like a sideways thumbs up. This is how we shall be associating the long, level green tone. Sideways green thumb, like you're thumbing a lift or a ride. Whatever the pronunciation of the word, if it is this green thumb tone, it will be a nice, soothing, long, drawn-out sound. Do, re, mi. So, take your thumb and trace the sound with your thumb, a nice, soothing, long, flat sound. Do.
Do.
Re.
Re.
Mi.
Mi.
Different pronunciation, but the same tone. We may change the word, but the tone remains the same. This is all you need to know about tones. It's nothing more than superimposing a tone over a word, regardless of its pronunciation. It's part of what makes Chinese so unique. Let's use the green thumb tone with some English words. So we're going to be saying different words. And all we're going to be doing is superimposing the tone on the words. The pronunciation of the words is different. However, the tone will remain the same. We're using the green thumb tone, the nice, long, level, soothing tone. So how would you say dog with the green thumb tone?
Dog.
How would you say cat?
Cat.
How would you say car?
Car.
It just flows on and on. Green thumb, like the sound of a bell. Mellifluous. And if you can say mellifluous, you can learn Chinese. The word for middle in Chinese is
zhong. Green thumb out. Zhong.
So how would you say middle in Chinese?
Zhong.
When you say a word, please use your fingers as you're instructed. This will help reinforce it for you. So please tell me the word for middle in Chinese and use your green thumb.
Chung.
You're outside. It's a beautiful summer day. Blue sky. Everything relaxed just right. You feel great. Your cell phone rings. You answer. The caller tells you, look up in the sky. Your eyes go up, and there, written across that blue summer sky, are the words, you've won the lottery. You look up at the blue sky and you yell, really? Just as your eyes go up, so does the rising tone. Again, please make a fist. This time, release your index finger and point it straight up to the blue sky. Your finger is now blue. We shall associate this blue index finger pointing up to the blue sky with the rising tone. We can superimpose this tone on any word, just like we did with the green thumb tone. And by superimposing it, we instantly change the meaning of the word just by changing the tone. Pretty neat, huh? We can do this with any of the four tones. Really? One? I ordered two, and you're bringing me one? Just as the sound rises, so does your blue finger. You can move your blue finger up a little or a lot. It's entirely up to you. So how would you say, one? I ordered two. One?
One? I ordered two. One?
How would you say, one? I ordered two. One?
One? I ordered two. One?
How would you use the blue finger rising tone with dog?
Dog?
How would you use it with house?
House?
How would you use it with car?
Car?
If we can do this in English, certainly we can do it with other words. The Chinese word for person is
人, blue finger up, 人.
Really? One? I ordered two, and you're bringing me one? How would you say person in Chinese?
人.
Point your blue finger up. A rising tone, you go up into the wild blue yonder, the blue sky. How would you say middle? Using your green thumb.
Chong. Chong.
How would you say person or man pointing your blue finger up?
Zhen.
Zhen.
A new scene. You and your friends are all together on the terrace of a restaurant. You are the guest of honor, nice and relaxed. Dessert arrives, a half watermelon. A sea of delicious red fruit is staring you in the face. Everyone is expectantly waiting, salivating. You're handed a big spoon. You plunge it down into the fruit. Down you go, and up you come with a giant piece of red, delicious watermelon. Down and up. This down and up tone will be associated forever in your mind and body with your index and middle fingers forming a red V. It's red because you use it to scoop out the red watermelon. Please make a fist. Take your index and middle fingers, which you will notice have now turned red, and make a red V. Look at the shape formed by the two fingers. Imagine a large tick mark, or check mark. See and feel the sound going from the middle of the finger to your left, down to the bottom of the V, and then traveling all the way up to the top of the right finger. The watermelon is red. Your V is red. The tone is red. We shall associate this red V with a down and up tone. The word for I, or me, in Chinese is
我, red V for victory, 我.
How would you say I in Chinese?
我.
And how would you say I in Chinese?
我, 我.
How would you use the red V down and up sound with dog?
Dog?
House?
House?
Car?
Car?
Move your hand to draw out the sound of down and up as you scoop the red watermelon. So you can actually use your hand if you want, in whatever way works for you. You are dipping into the red watermelon and using your red V fingers to go down and come up with a red scoop of fruit. It's all about me. This is my celebration. The word for me is
我.
I want water. I'm thirsty. Water. So how would you say I?
我
It's
我 is me.
Exactly. 我 is me. Or if you're Chinese,
我 is me.
The voice goes down and comes back up.
我
So take your hand and make a red V for victory. How do you say I?
我
What color is the watermelon?
Red.
You know, every educated New Yorker knows that I am over 70% water. So make the red sign. And what is the word for I?
我
By the way, how would you say middle?
中
So green thumb.
中
How would you say person?
人
One? I order two and you bring me one. How would you say person?
人
How would you say I?
我
居天涯。